so yeah, if it's to do with your stomach, you're about to barf, you're gonna, or someone else is, you're gonna ask them what?
Are you feeling sick?
Okay.
Are you sick to your stomach?
Okay. And if they're having trouble, if when they try to speak, just rusty squeaks come out, they've lost their voice, they're what?
They have laryngitis.
But less technical. Less technical. Oh, well,
He's lost his voice?
He's blah, blah, blah today. He has laryngitis, that's why.
Oh, he's got a frog in his throat?
No.
He's whispering?
Not whispering, but when you try to speak and it comes out scratchy.
He's hoarse?
Yeah. This is like a game show.
It's amazing.
Okay, this is something that creeps up on you when you are in
old
your
age.
40s, yeah. And you have various aches and pains. Sometimes this will even make, you know, people have gnarled hands.
Arthritis.
Okay.
Rheumatoid arthritis.
Yes. All right. And this one, if you don't recognize what it is and get to a hospital right away, you will die. Something bursts. You have what disease?
Appendicitis?
Yes. Oh, dear. I'm going to ask you this. When you get a DPT shot, one of the diseases it's after is what?
You got me.
Good.
Diphtheria. I don't know.
There you go. Okay. Well, I shouldn't say there you go. Any answer is good, but that's the target here.
Hoof and mouth disease. Anthrax.
Anthrax, yeah. Really. Black lung. Okay.
Yeah.
This is a disease you get in certain states. Now, that is not going to get. Never mind. We're going to have to skip that. When you have an injury, and it's visible right here, what's a word for it? What would you call any generically? Like, if
you're asking a first aid person to give you a generic answer.
Yeah, but I mean, what are those called?
You have an abrasion. You can have a cut.
All of those. What are those called? They're what?
Minor injuries.
What's another word for injury?
Don't know what you're looking for.
Something soldiers get, you know.
Oh, you mean like a wound?
Okay. If somebody is just a child in particular, but anybody, if they're just habitually unwell, maybe they were born kind of weak and prone to having
hypochondriac?
But if it's really legitimate and, oh, well, he was a child. Someone that just is sick a lot and just never really was strong, and it's just kind of their normal state of being, and they don't mean it. It's not, they're not doing it for attention, but
I don't have a term.
Okay. Someone that's hard of hearing or maybe can't hear at all is what?
Deaf.
Okay. All right. Okay. When? Oh, dear. Okay. When, in 15 minutes, it'll be, say, 5. How would you say that?
It's 4:45.
Okay. Okay. And just as a person counts 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and on the way, all the way up to 10, count instead by first, go up to 10.
First, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth.
Great. Okay.